You backed the players in last week. Is it possibly time for them to repay the favour this week?
Yeah, look, the confidence in the group is pretty good. You know, we're disappointed we're not playing as well as what we can, but the good thing is we did fight back and give ourselves a really good chance in the second half, and that's more Wildcats basketball than anything. So we just got to do it for 40 minutes, and you can't take shortcuts in this league. It's too good.
You said the energy and effort were a big part of it. Can you tell, still a day out from a game, whether you're going to get that out of the players this week?
Well, I can tell you that if we don't, we'll get absolutely smashed against Adelaide. You know, we got to match them on the boards, and they play a high octane offense, and if we don't match that, we'll get blown out of the park pretty shortly. Well, hopefully we'll get back to playing Wildcats, getting after it and being ferocious out on the floor and getting after the ball. So we've been just kind of cruise control at the moment. That's no good. And you like the baby crying?
To not like the baby crying.
That's quite into the interview.
Yeah, I think it'd be much shorter leash. You know, if we're not doing right, I've got to push some buttons to make sure we are doing it right. It's the work ethic and the up there defensive hustle and winning the rebound and more. You know, last game we had two offensive rebounds to half time, and that's not Wildcats basketball. If we haven't got that work ethic, we've got to find five guys who have on the floor. Yeah, look, he trained yesterday, got through yesterday okay, and he's been soldiering on. It's unfortunate he rolled his ankle 2 minutes to go in the game. But that happens. But look, he's battled through some injuries throughout the season, and he's performing pretty well.
How fit is he? Like, could you put a percentage on it?
He got through yesterday's practice. If he didn't get through that, I would have a concern. But yeah, he got through pretty well. Yeah, well, too often we throw the ball to him and try to let him do some magic with the ball, and that's not how we're built. We're built on 11 players all putting in and all putting their hands up, and we can't just rely on Bryce or Tirico or Nick Kay. And those three have in particular been holding us up in the scoring, so we need an even spread from our bench and from our big guys to make sure we're not just throwing the ball to Bryce and putting him under the pump.
Sometimes you set a message by starting a different guy because you want to perform. Is that something we might see this weekend?
Yeah, well, we looked at everything that we'll mix up, so we'll land on something tomorrow. And we're deep. We're just not performing. All of us are not performing at one time. So we've got to have a good start and a kick off the bench, and we haven't done that lately.
Against Cairns in the first half, it looks like you're getting a lot of really good shots that just been going in. Was that a bit tentative, a bit anxious just being back at home for the first time?
Yeah, I don't know. The rim would go in, wouldn't it? I think we missed 7 layups, and you can't do that in our league. You miss easy baskets, you're not going to get those opportunities again. And when the opportunity arose, we've got to make sure we get it.
Have you done anything differently this week? Yeah, in your bid to sort of get a boost out of the guys, are you trying anything different, or do you just back in what's worked in the past?
Yeah, look, we have confidence in what we're doing. The group's great, it's solid, we're all rowing the boat in the same direction. We're just not rowing fast enough at the moment, so hopefully that'll change real soon. The players know where we are with the season. We've got 8 games to go, and we're trying to get into the playoffs number one, and we've got a tough road against Adelaide this weekend and then Melbourne, and 7 of the 8 games are playoff teams, so it's really going to test us.
Sean Bruce comes in for Ramon Moore. Obviously, it's a bit of a benefit having him drop out, but what do you know about Bruce, and what do you think he'll add?
He was great up in Cairns and in Brisbane, so yeah, that's a good pick up for him. Just hopefully he's not in game shape, so he's ready to go. Maybe he needs a couple of weeks to get into it, but unfortunate with Moore, but yeah, they had, they got the Larkins there. I think they had Mason there as a train on too, so they had a couple options. All good?
Thank you.
All right, thanks guys.
Good luck.
Debate is finished now.